This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Somebody was free-falling last night at pickleball.
Did you go to pickleball last night?
Not funny. Okay, it was funny. It was funny.
Took a tumble?
When was the last time one of you fell? And I don't mean like you stubbed your toe grabbing the laundry at home. I mean you fell, the whole world saw it. You know, we have this universal thing when you fall that you look to your right and look to your left and see, did anyone just see that when I tripped?
They all saw it.
I fell so hard last night that I feel like I've been hit by a truck today.
Why are you laughing at her pain?
It's funny.
How cruel,
it's
Dan.
Funny.
Because why is falling so embarrassing? It's a universally embarrassing thing that we've all done. We all share in it.
You're proving that gravity works?
Nice. Nice.
So in my infinite wisdom, Dan, I'm playing pickleball. And you know there are certain things that Dana can do and certain things that Dana cannot do. And running is really not in my repertoire.
But you were seeking glory.
Yes, I was seeking glory. And I was playing too far back. And one of the men I was playing against just barely dinked it, barely over the net. And Dana, with her little midget legs and arms and no torso, thanks.
I got it!
Almost every year. Ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps? Make a whole lot of f***ing noise. It's scary, too, because they be calling Jesus on the way down. And aunts don't like to fall straight down the steps like a kid. They be trying to break the fall and hold it and stop the shit. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. Real loud, yeah, like.
Is that what it sounded like?
Why also when you do fall.
My shoe.
At
My
a shoe. Mature age. Why does it feel like everything is happening in slow motion while you know everyone is concerned but also laughing?
Because you're thinking, what am I going to do when I recover from this fall that makes it look right. That I intended to do it?
And Dan, you're also thinking, so this is how it ends.
Yeah, this was not an issue of gravity per se.
I'll be right there, Jesus.
It was an issue of physics.
Oh, Lord.
And momentum. Because as I am running for this ball that I'm never going to catch, I'm literally running for this ball. I got it. And I know I don't want to break both my wrists. I don't want to fall down. I shouldn't have even thought for a second I was going to get this ball.
Did Chariots of Fire Olympic boom, music boom, start boom, playing boom, boom, in boom, your
boom, head? I know right as I reach the ball, my little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms are not going to be able to reach this before it falls. What I didn't calculate in my brain is I now cannot stop the momentum of my body.
You're moving as fast as you've ever moved
ever
before.
Ever, as it is flying into the net. Oh, wait, there's more. The net was not affixed.
It was on wheels.
Oh, God.
Dan, I go flying into the net. The net goes flying under the weight of my body. The wheels go flying.
Did you destroy the net?
Well, thankfully it wasn't affixed, so it just toppled, I'm assuming.
I destroyed the net while whiffing at the ball. It became entangled all around me. Men were running. Babies were crying.
Cats were with dogs.
Time stood still. And all I remember seeing was the ball just go gonk, 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 right on past me. I think it donked me in the head.
All the while you were, Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please.
I woke up this morning. I swear to you, I feel like I've been in a car wreck.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thankful
You're
that
not
I didn't.
17 anymore.
I am not, and I'm thankful I did not break my wrists.
See, you used to make fun of me at pickleball because I would fall down.
Well, you would fall down because your knees are shot. It's even worse when you.
Well, we already knew that was.
When you can't stop the momentum of your own body trying to reach for a ball that your 4-inch arms are never going to reach.
Jesus, God, help me, Lord. Jesus, help me. I'm falling out of steps, oh, Lord. Jesus.
The game had to stop. Everyone had to come over and try to revive the net. Forget Dana. The net's down. Can we even untangle this thing?
Were you, like, please tell me you were stuck in the net. Please, dear God, tell me you were.
Scott, my wrist like went tuna. Through it.
Oh, so great.
And so, yeah. I
like
was,
a tuna? Like a dolphin? I can't get out. Well, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
I know you're laughing at me, as I would laugh at you. You flew through playing pickleball, Scott, not the net, but the webbing that goes around sort of as a barrier for spectators.
More than once.
You just went crashing
through
that.
Well, that was my commitment to the sport.
There was a couple times that you almost found the upright support beam. You missed it. Thank God.
How did he die? Well, he was impaled by an upright support beam.
Here's the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there video?
Okay. There was a photo just prior.
Oh,
man. There was not video. And it also, the noise it made, it sounded like I was falling down a wooden flight of stairs while holding an entire set of pots and pans.
Describe, please. My shoe.
What's even worse is the first thing I said was, I'm all right, but no one asked.
No one cared. That's the problem. That's so sad. That's so sad.
I got it.
Do you is your partner somebody you know, or is it somebody they pair you with?
It's a new team that we were just paired with 2 weeks ago. This
but
is week
your partner.
Three.
Is your partner a friend?
Yes.
Or just an acquaintance?
Yes. Well,
and she didn't come to your aid?
They did, but I was like, I'm good.
I'm so sorry I destroyed everything.
Now no one can play.
I'm not hurt. I'm just embarrassed.
The holes in the net are now bigger.
Bystanders are like, ooh, that escalated quickly.
It was so bad. My back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sports, Kareem Hunt just got signed to the 53-man roster.
Oh, so he'll be playing.
We knew that was coming.
Are they playing this weekend or are they off this weekend?
I believe they're playing this weekend.
Yeah, I think they're playing.
Look, I was watching the Chiefs game this last weekend. We might have to call my mom. I'm just going to read.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to read the text that came in.
Well, they're playing the Chargers at 3:25 on Sunday.
I'm going to read the text that my girlfriend that was there just said, that fall was impressive. I sent this to Scott. This was the DM that came in from my mother during the Chiefs game. Hope you relax all day, get rested, and watch some football. Did I tell you, after I saw Patrick Mahomes' T-Mobile's commercial, I just switched us right over from AT&T to T-Mobile.
Merciful
did the same
Jesus.
With straight. Did the same with State Farm.
Oh, my gosh.
She's not joking, Dan. That woman has some sort of obsession that cannot be quantified with our quarterback. He's lucky that she's in Biloxi. I don't know that I could guarantee his safety if she were here and would happen to run into him.
Is she obsessed with him?
They have been with AT&T for 30 years. He sells it. She buys it.
Okay.
Looks like the restraining order is working, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't move to Biloxi because they wanted to.
Yeah.
That was court ordered.
The Chiefs were like,
first ever court order with a 500-mile radius.
How far away can we get her?
We will call Big Juicy. Oh, my word.
You know, when he gets hurt, she goes, oh, baby. I mean, it's a thing. You have not lived until you watch a Chiefs game with that woman.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.